Okay, hi. Wow. So it's Sunday. It's probably weird for you guys to hear my voice on a Sunday just because I usually post on like Fridays. And I just posted yesterday, but I guess it's a treat for you guys because I'm really, really turned on today, so I can't help myself. And you guys will probably notice that you guys can maybe hear me a little bit clearer because I don't have the AC blasting today, which is nice. My AC isn't that loud in the rest of my house. It's just that the unit is like right. I don't know if it's like because it's right next to the side of the house that I'm on. But the unit is like loud in my room for some reason. Like if I go in like my closet or in my bathroom, like you can't hear it. As well for like in my roommate's room, if I go in the spares, you can't hear anything in the spare bedrooms either. I've thought about like recording downstairs, like in my living room. But I don't do that just because I have like kind of high ceilings downstairs, and so it echoes. So you can probably hear me like echoing while I'm masturbating, which is weird. I don't know. Yeah, so I'm very sorry you guys can usually hear that. I usually, like I said, record in my bedroom, so that's probably why you guys can always hear like the AC unit in the back, or why it's like sounds rowdy, but I promise that's not how it sounds all the time. I don't know if it's just because like I don't know why I'm talking about my AC unit right now. I don't know if it's just because like the microphone picks that up all the time. But yeah, so I don't have the AC on today because it's actually a really nice day out here, which is crazy. It's not 100 degrees, which is nice. So I don't have the AC on today. I woke up. Yeah, I've just been like really turned on, and I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm full of energy today. I actually got sleep, thankfully. If you listen to my last recording, I actually like had a, like I was up for like when I recorded that, I was up for 18 hours. I was up for 23 hours yesterday though, and then I fell asleep for like I was in a coma. And no offense to anybody who's been in a coma who listens to this. I don't know if anybody that has like been in a coma is gonna listen to this anyway. Yeah, so I slept and I feel super great. And yeah. What is that noise? I think there's like someone grilling out, like one of my neighbors or something, because I can like faintly hear like music playing. So yeah. I don't know why I'm so turned on today. I guess. Well, first off, I wanted to record something else because nobody's told me anything about the quality of my last audio, but I wasn't very satisfied with it when I like tried to listen to a tiny bit of it back. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that last night, when I recorded that, I was really into like recording. So I literally had like my ass up in the air and I was like pressed, my head was pressed against the pillow. So maybe that's why I was muffled as well. Today I'm just gonna do it the way I usually do it. I usually like lay on my back with my legs spread and just play with my pussy or rub my clit and just have a grand time. So I'm gonna do that today. So if you are wondering what I look like right now, I'm fully naked, laying on my back on my bed. Currently have my legs up in the air and now they're spread. And I'm really turned on. I have to tell you, and you probably, I hope you like this. Getting off for you, thinking about your cock getting hard while listening to me, it just does something to me. It really does. Just sometimes I'll like be at the office and about my day and I just think about, the fact that you're gonna come on here and find my audio and what it does to you and your cock, and oh God, it just makes me so fucking wet. I love doing these. I love the idea of you, sitting there, and getting like cum on your stomach, and it's kind of not fair because I wish that it wasn't on your stomach, that it was in all in my mouth. That would be, oh God, just thinking about like being able to swallow your cum really, oh God, it just gets me so turned on. Do you like knowing this is what you do to me? I just, can't help myself and oh, I wish that you were in front of me so I could make eye contact with you while you look at my pussy and look at me. And see how much I'm enjoying this. How much I enjoy getting off for you. How much I enjoy touching myself and, oh, fuck. Making myself come. Oh, wishing it was your fucking cock. Oh, I want your fucking cock. Fucking cock. Oh, give me that cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. No. Oh, does it make you hard? Oh, fuck. Oh, knowing what you do to me, does that make you fucking hard? Are you fucking hard right now? Are you stroking your cock? You better be stroking your fucking cock for me. I'll fucking stroke your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, I'm gonna go. Oh my God. Oh my God. So sorry, because I just really want to fucking come again. I have to do it again. I just have to. Oh God, I have to. Oh my God, my legs are like broken right now. I'm like shaking. Oh my God, I'm so fucking wet. I'm not on my back anymore. I'm on my stomach. Oh, I really wish. Oh. I really, really wish that I could put myself. Just sit myself on your fucking face. Just. Just. Spread my pussy lips while you stick your tongue out. And I place my fucking cunt in my fucking clit. Oh, fuck. Right on your mouth. And then I just want you to put your... I just want you to stick your tongue out so I can grind up against your fucking mouth. Oh, fuck. Just back and forth. Oh, like... Oh. I hold your head and play with your hair. Just grip your hair. Oh, your head. Oh, like, grind up faster. Oh my god, I'm like I'm in my bed right now. Pretending my fingers are your fucking tongue. I really just want to grind up against your tongue. Oh, while you play with your fucking cock. Because I like knowing the idea of me sitting on your fucking face. Oh, I love knowing that makes you fucking hard. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I eat that pussy. Oh, like my clit. Like my fucking clit. Oh, like my clit. Oh, baby, like my fucking clit. Oh, oh, stroke your cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm gonna... You're gonna make me come. Oh, my God. Oh, my... God. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, my God. Jesus. Oh, that was great. That was really great. God. So, like I said in my... God, like, my head is... I'm, like, so, like... dizzy or like lightheaded or like a bunch of you wrote to me, like I said, on Friday and asked me if I was gonna post anything, and I posted yesterday. Hopefully this more than makes, I hope you guys forgive me, and I hope this makes up for oh my God, I can't even talk. I hope it makes up for the fact that I didn't post on Friday, posting 2 days in a row. Wow. And you guys are so generous, and you guys send me videos and stuff, which is, oh, fucking great. I fucking love it so much. I really love when you guys let me know, how much you like my stupid recordings. Hopefully, this made someone's Sunday great. Okay, I need to really just go get, like, a fuckload of water, because I, like I said before, like, I squirt when I come, and I'm just fucking lightheaded, so I will probably die. This is probably gonna kill me one day. I hope you guys are satisfied knowing that I'm probably gonna fucking, you know, just dehydrate the shit. I'm just gonna die from dehydration. From coming for you guys so much. Sorry, I just got really weird just now. So this is unrelated. I'm so sorry. I know some of you guys say that you guys like my rambles, like at the end of my recordings. So, oh God, it's October. Okay. So it's almost Halloween. So I'm going to tell you guys a story, and, it's kind of spooky. But I just thought of it right now when I said that I was going to die from dehydration, which is not funny. So when my dad was like a teenager, It's just a spooky story. So if you don't like scary stories, you probably should end the audio now. When my dad was a teenager, him and his friends were just like bored one day, and they decided, like, it was on a weekend or something, and they decided that they were going to go like camping. I'm talking really fast. I'm so sorry. They decided that they were going to go camping. And so they just like loaded up a car and all like went to like the mountains to go camping. So they're out there like camping, you know, doing stupid teenage shit. And, it started like storming really, really ugly. And so they all like ran, like packed up all their shit and like ran back. Sorry. Also, if you guys don't like, I cuss a lot. I'm so sorry. You guys are getting to know more of my personality right now. Anyway, they like packed up all the stuff in the car and then they like drove back and they went like to the mountains that were like pretty like maybe like a ways away or a couple hours or whatever from where he was living at the time, which was Baja California. And so it wasn't until they were like halfway to the city where they were going that they realized that they had forgotten my dad's cousin in the mountains in the camping site. And so they tried to go back and then they like alerted like local authorities, and then they went out there and they searched for him and they couldn't find him. And so when they finally found his body, it had been about a week and he was dead. And when they did the autopsy, it said that he died from dehydration, like from, I guess, wandering around the mountains or like the forest or whatever by himself, like there's no forest in Baja California. Like just, you know, like from being left out there, and it like haunted my dad. My dad, like, you know, felt shitty about it. Anyway, so then like, let's cut to like when my dad's in his 20s, he's with my mom. And one day them and their friends were like fucking around. They decided to get a Ouija board and they started playing the Ouija board. The Ouija board wasn't really saying much to them. And then my dad was like, well, let me try it. And so the Ouija board started spelling out something. And the Ouija board said, I'm thirsty, to my dad. And so when I was like a kid, my dad, I just realized that you guys probably like got yourself off and you're not going to listen to this because like you probably need to go wipe like the cum off of your body. If you're still listening, then great. But anyway, so yeah, the Ouija board told my dad, I'm thirsty. And so when I was a kid, I remember I really wanted a Ouija board. I told my dad, like, can you buy me a Ouija board? And my dad, like, the color, like, wiped from his face and just, like, he couldn't talk. To this day, my dad's still, like, terrified of Ouija boards. So there. You guys get a scary story and you got to come. It's a spooky story because it's Halloween almost. I love Halloween so much. And it's almost my birthday. It's my birthday in 3 days. But, yeah. So thanks for listening to this. If you made it through this story, then cool. I hope you got like the heebie-jeebies from it. And I'm gonna go now. Bye.